With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. The next stop for a government funding bill is the Senate after it passed the House this morning.
The bill provides funding for six key departments of government. Final passage will mean avoiding a government shutdown and allow lawmakers in both chambers to leave Washington to start their two-week Easter recess. The bill remains unpopular with a minority of fiscal conservatives in both the House and Senate, opposing its $1.2 trillion price tag. Bob Agner reporting.
The deadline is set for 12:01 tonight. Also at SRNNews.com, House Speaker Mike Johnson's at risk of being ousted. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia filed a motion to vacate Friday during a House vote on that package.
This is basically a warning, and it's time for us to go through the process, take our time, and find a new Speaker of the House that will stand with Republicans and our Republican majority.
But Maryland Democrat Jamie Raskin says the GOP effort's predictable.
The Republican Party now thrives on insurrection, motions to vacate, expulsions, division. It's a substitute for governance. So it doesn't surprise me that they're back at doing what they do best, which is cannibalism.
Days after Vladimir Putin was reelected president, Russian officials say more than 60 people were killed, over 100 injured, by assailants who burst into a concert hall and sprayed the crowd with gunfire, the Islamic State group claiming responsibility. In Britain, the Princess of Wales revealed she has cancer and is undergoing chemotherapy. The 42-year-old Kate, wife of Prince William, heir to the throne, hasn't been seen since abdominal surgery in January. She says she feels good, but in her video did not reveal what kind of cancer she's being treated for. This is SRN News. What do you want in your president?
According to the latest from the Pew Research Center, the vast majority of voters want a president to be moral and ethical, and roughly half say he should also have strong religious beliefs. Only about one-third of Americans say they want a chief executive to share the same religion as themselves, but two-thirds want him to stand up for people who share their faith perspective. White evangelicals are the most likely to want a president with strong religious beliefs. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Democrats are vowing to restore Roe v. Wade if they win the White House and Congress this fall, but legal experts say that's pretty much an empty promise. Most constitutional scholars say Congress does not have the authority to override a state's decision to make abortions unlawful in all or most circumstances, and while understanding of Congress's power has expanded over time, there are some very real limits. This is SRN News. What do you say we get a Friday biz recap from John Scott?
Wall Street had a wobbly finish to its best week of the year so far. The S&P 500 ended 0.1% lower after spending the day bouncing between gains and losses. It set an all-time high in each of the last 3 days. Nike dragged on the market despite reporting stronger results than expected. Digital World stock flipped to a loss in shaky trading after its shareholders approved a deal to merge with former President Trump's social media company.
By the numbers, the Dow lost 305 points to close the week at 39,475. The NASDAQ added 27 to climb to 16,428. While the S&P 500 fell 7 points to finish at 5,234. New York oil dropping 44 cents to $80.63 a barrel. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.